SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry President Quentin Wheeler addressed students late last week regarding his decision to remove three department chairs from their positions. As WRVL's Tom Magnarelli reports, some of the students say it is Wheeler who should be replaced.
Wheeler says the change in chairs was an exception made under extenuating circumstances. He says in retrospect, he wants to make it clear to the chairs what he expects.
The system is set up so that chairs serve at the pleasure of the provost and ultimately the president because they are an essential part of that team. When you start really moving the organization, you have to have everyone pulling in the same direction.
He says there were no particular conflicts with the department chairs. One of those chairs, Donald Leopold, said Wheeler called them saboteurs and backstabbers. Some students, like Becky Stromfeld, a junior, say they were dissatisfied with Wheeler's answers.
I thought he kept saying very vague language and kind of avoiding questions and saying statements that were not relevant.
Nick Sims, a sophomore, says he does not agree with rotating leadership.
I think they didn't agree with his ideas, but then he talked about how you have to deal with other people, so I feel like he's getting rid of them just to go along with what he wants for the college.
The college will conduct a national search for new department chairs. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.